In this second episode with Don Chubey, the conversation shifts to the skills required for a great host in live shopping, with Don drawing from her extensive experience in traditional media. She emphasizes the necessity of multitasking and effectively interacting with a live audience. Additionally, Don discusses the importance of hosts being able to cater to diverse viewers, addressing their unique questions and concerns. The episodes also introduce the concept of live selling talent roster and its benefit for brands and agencies in finding suitable hosts. Don concludes with a discussion of the future of live stream shopping, highlighting the continued importance of authenticity and advanced communication skills. Welcome to the Ecom Pulse, your heartbeat to the world of e-commerce. Join us as we meet industry leaders, innovative entrepreneurs, and passionate professionals who are at the forefront of the e-commerce revolution. From groundbreaking technologies to marketing magic, Ecom Pulse is your insider's guide to all things e-commerce. So plug in, gear up, and get ready for a pulse-pounding journey into the heart of e-commerce. We see that various companies are trying to work with large celebrities or influencers, you know, with the hope of, a major sales in a specific event. And I think it's important for the audience to understand and know that, you know, amazing sellers and exciting sellers who can, you know, spend half an hour or 1 hour with a captivating audience can come from various backgrounds, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, a mega celebrity. By the way, those are probably most of them are not well trained or suited, you know, to run.
And expensive.
And they're very expensive, right? So I just wanted to you please to elaborate on that, because I think it will give a lot of hope, right, for many, many sellers who are trying to jump, you know, to live shopping, because, you know, sellers can be successful with any backgrounds. You don't know, right? We need to check. We need to test. Obviously, you are doing that and certifying with, you know, building up the rosters of professional certified sellers. So, yeah, what do you think about that?
So it's interesting that you talk about that, because one of the examples I use, and 100%, and I'm not saying that just because someone is a little bit more costly doesn't mean they're not worth it. Listen, sure. There's a luxury goods market, and at the end of the day, you can get a paper bag and hold your lipstick. So of course there's a market for everyone. But I always use this as an example. And, you know, we all hear about the celebrities that are, you know, getting whatever they're getting for whatever post or this and that and the other thing. Having someone like a post is not the same as having someone pull a dollar out of their wallet, right? So if you look at somebody who's got, let's say a million followers, and you go, I'm going to hire that person because they've got a million followers. Mm-hmm. If that person just, I'm not saying this is a test, but let's imagine this. Let's imagine that person saying, everybody, I love you so much. Thank you for following me. Can everybody Venmo me or email me $1?
Yeah.
They're going to get some dollars, 100%. But they're not going to get they're not going to get $1 million.
They're not going to get $1 million. Of course not. Yeah.
Right. Because influence means you actually have to influence. Now, perhaps the mistake was made years ago when someone called someone an influencer just because they got likes and had reach, because that's actually just exposure. Influence means you can influence behavior. And I'm not saying people aren't doing that, but I think now we're starting to see, right? Like from a brand paying someone hosting an event, can they influence? So that means convert customers. So when we talk about who can be your host, can it be a celebrity? 100%.
Sure.
But either they need to know the specialized skills and strategies that people like me, that TV home shopping hosts, that regular salespeople who have never appeared on camera know how to do. If you don't know how to do that, you may not be as strong of an influencer as you think. And so who can host outside of a celebrity? Well, it can be your salesperson. It could be the president of the company. It can be the skincare formulator, the yoga teacher, the bartender, the chef. It depends on what you're selling. They still need to be comfortable on camera. They should know how to carry a conversation that they can only hear one side of, right? Understanding the questions someone through the screen might be asking.
Sure.
If that doesn't, if they're not able to do that, does that mean they can't be a part of your show? No. But whoever is at the helm, right? Whoever is the host or the anchor, right? Whoever, they need to have those skills so that they can tee up the experts. So if I were doing a show, if I was a host for a cookware company, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say there was a cookware, like pots and pans.
Sure.
I would produce a show like this. I would, and we're going to do all the promotion before and all the, we know all that. But just from the execution of who do we put on camera, I would have the host that knows how to do kind of what I do, right? And I can cook and I can still cut tomatoes. I can do all that. But then I would have the chef who's maybe they're the official ambassador. Maybe they're the ones that you see on the billboards and in the magazines and on the digital ads, yeah. Right? Some chef that everybody knows holding the pan going, I use this brand all the time. Just because they can do that and they own that restaurant doesn't mean they know how to go live what we're doing.
Sure.
So then I would hire somebody like that knows how to do this part so that they can just do what they do, which is interact with the host and sell the product because they're using it. But then you've got the host that knows when to put the calls to action in, right? That knows how to hook, that knows kind of the ins and outs that the chef, if they study, they probably would, but they want to do what they do. And that's good because that's going to sell. That's how I would produce that show.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. So, I mean, your background, I mean, all the years in Rogers Media and TV Home Shopping, I mean, it required, you know, specific type of expertise, knowledge, energy, enthusiasm, right? And the ability to sell. Now, today's live shopping is more interactive, more quick, fast, right? And everything is probably many, many things are like totally different. So what do you think are the skills that are essential today for a great host that weren't relevant, you know, in the older days, you know, when you were with Rogers Media?
So it's interesting because even when I was doing traditional morning TV, right? Yeah. Or location hosting or even sponsored segments. Sometimes we think like doing a soccer lesson with at a kid's camp mm-hmm. is just like regular TV. And really we're still selling, right? You're not selling a product, but you're selling concepts, ideas, maybe you're promoting an event. So let's first understand that sales is involved in everything we do. Even charities are selling, right?
Everybody totally agree.
Is selling
something.
Yeah. Politicians are selling, everyone's selling,
yes.
Right? As far as the skills that I took from traditional mainstream media, first of all, to live stream shopping, or let's call it TV home shopping first, but there was both. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're on a mainstream media, like just regular television, there's less certainly the ability to react and interact in a live scenario. Even though you're broadcasting live, you don't really know what people are asking and saying. Right.
Sure.
Unless they send an email and, you know, you get that the next day and then you respond with the live stream. And this would be a talent that even TV home shopping hosts would have to, if they've never done a live stream before, would have to hone. They'd have to understand the idea. And trust me, they're used to doing more than one thing at once. They're used to hearing someone talking in their ear, seeing a producer go like this or a camera person going, this is the camera, or pick up that. Put it a little higher. So they're used to multitasking. But then you've also got to sometimes, unless you have a separate moderator working with your platform, you also have to understand that you also have to pay attention to what people might be asking and interacting with on a live feed and be able to steer the route that you thought you were going on and sometimes take a little bit of a different turn or a pause, mm-hmm. right? Or a slowdown. Right. So think of like traffic signals and streets.
Yeah.
You sometimes might have to veer off just a little bit because it is more important to answer that one question. And even though someone might go, well, why would you change your whole route for that one question? Because that's just the one person that was brave enough or had the time or the technology to be able to ask.
To ask.
There's never just one person asking the question. If one person is asking it, there could be millions. And so it is important to be able to take that talent to the next level where you know how to then ask that question, which also is an opportunity to address perhaps a barrier to purchase, right? Because that might make not only the one sale to the person asking, but to many, many, many more.
Yes. I mean, it's very, very important what you're saying because of this interactivity that wasn't there previously. It gives an opportunity to understand the language, right? Like the word bank of the audience and the potential shoppers, and actually probe for pains or opportunities and elaborate more and more. It's like opening a branch from the main skeleton that we thought, but going in a different direction, which is much more effective and working like now in real time. So it's this dynamic type of characteristics, I think, probably is a topic that needs to be trained, I guess, and people need to be open, right, to brainstorm and to find different routes within an event and take these different turns here and there.
And I have another one for you.
Okay.
So in mainstream media, you know, if I were to do a live hit at even a store, maybe they paid for advertising time at whatever store to feature Mother's Day gifts. Let's say that. I would execute that segment and it's done, right? Yep. Say what I need to say. I've got, you know, what are my points of difference? What am I going to say? How am I going to get it out? Mm-hmm. When you do TV home shopping, you may have only 2 or 3 minutes on a product. And so you kind of get, not dissimilar, you kind of get the information out, some calls to action and all this other thing. When you're doing a live stream, and it depends on how long the live stream is going to be, and there are many arguments for all different kinds of lengths and how many products and all of that, you have to be able to repeat information without sounding repetitive, right? Because everybody ingests information differently. And so it's the same product. But when I say whatever it is I'm saying, whether it's a permission to buy element or a scenario visualization or reading a testimonial, right? Because providing proof, that's also another important element to a live stream shopping show and converting customers. One testimonial or one feature as it relates to a benefit might react to that one person and they're ready to buy. And the other person goes, nope, not for me. And they've already tuned out until you somehow are able to say essentially the same thing, right? Your hair dries 50% faster. Well, some person's going to go, great, perfect.
Yes, well, this is what I was waiting for. Great.
That's right.
Yeah.
50% faster, but what else is it doing? Oh, by the way, your hair is actually healthier because you use this because of the ion technology or the titanium plates, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now that person is like, you got me now.
Yeah.
Essentially said the same thing. It's the same product, but I was able to translate it differently. And so for live stream, that's now the evolution of the talent that goes beyond. And again, this is why I say influencer, we need to redefine what that means, because that is true influence.
Yeah. No, truly. I mean, everything is like, I totally agree with everything. I mean, these are all the gold type of values and information, right, that are relevant for live shopping success. And, you know, everything is here in this podcast. I'm really, really interested and excited about all this knowledge. So thanks a lot. I think this is a great opportunity for you to tell us about your live selling talent roster. And I would like to know what triggers you to initiate this and what is it's all about.
So the reason, honestly, it was a necessity to initiate it in my conversations with different agencies and brands, and in particular agencies and PR agencies is what I'm is what I'm talking about. It was the understanding of they wanted me to start to help participate in some of the selection, right? Like, who should we get for this? And of course, agencies, they've got their own rosters. 100%. Mm-hmm. But a roster of influencers is not the same as a roster or a directory of live selling talent, right? And that could be a live selling influencer. It could be a live selling chef. It could be a live selling brand associate. It could be a live, it doesn't matter. Influencers, again, we're going to broaden out who can be live sellers, but influencers 100% are primed for that opportunity. So I was getting asked about kind of on the front end who might be a good fit for this. And then I thought, well, okay, that person on paper might be a good fit, but have they actually done even any element of on-camera customer conversion, at least with the motivation of customer conversion, not just likes and follows?
Yes.
And so through my live selling school, certainly anyone that's gone through my program, they definitely have the training, right? But they still need to showcase that they can do something on camera. So with that directory, I've now got, you know, a building of it. It's just, I literally just launched it, where there's an opportunity for me to at least have sort of a short demo, even if it's something someone created themselves for this purpose. Now, this isn't going to be a public directory where anyone can just Google in on there, because it's okay. Really more of a service that I can offer to people that I'm working with.
And you tailor-made it per the specific case.
Even if someone called me, like if you called me and said, hey, Don, we've got, you know, an activation for X brand and they're yep. really looking for somebody who is not only a foodie, but they're actually a trained chef,
mm-hmm.
right? And we know they're good on camera and either they have the skills or Don, you can coach them to get the skills right away. I would include those people on my directory and I would free of charge. I'm not going to sit there and charge you to give you a name. Like if the goal here is for everybody who wants to get involved in live stream,
yes.
for them to have an opportunity. And if you need for you to be able to do what you're doing with your client base, right? And this is for any brand too, even if someone's just doing a Facebook Live, honestly, who can we get? I'm happy to share that information because we all rise, right? When everyone starts to understand the power of live and video.
Yeah.
And so that's why I created this roster. So you can find it at livesellingschool.com, or I've actually created a separate landing page, livesellingtalent.com.
Okay.
And I've got an area where brands or agencies can click on and request, hey, we need talent for this. And if I don't have somebody within that niche, because it's also categorized by niche,
mm-hmm.
if I don't have someone, I have the resources and the sort of the network to be able to find someone. So
amazing.
Still put that out there. And then there's a button for live selling talent. Now, this is not a, hey, you apply, you get on the list. There's a criteria. You have
sure.
to have gone live. Extra bonus points if you actually hosted a live stream shopping event or more mm-hmm. video or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you've also gone through my training program, which at least at the very least, if you haven't gone live, I know that I've given you exactly what I've done to sell, you know, tens of millions of dollars in product personally. So that's my
exactly.
formula. That's my method. So at the very least, I know that I've given you the framework. And then if I want to, you know, coach the person a little extra or be involved in that, we can do that. So that's why I did it. It's because it's needed. It's
yeah.
also because nothing like that exists.
Sure. This is why we need to talk after this episode. I think we have a lot of things to explore here. So actually, these are like talents that are, let's call them certified or like Don's approved, right? There you have some
yeah.
responsibility for that.
Sure. I mean, there's no like, you know, it's not a Harvard approved program by any
yeah.
means, but there is no other program doing what I'm doing. And so I take my reputation also very seriously, right?
Sure.
My authenticity, I hope, translates how much pride I have in what I have learned over the years. And by the way, learned from the best of the best. And now I'm passing on that knowledge. But I also understand the modern day technology, which if you ask somebody who's doing the job that I'm doing, you know, from 50 years ago, they may not understand sort of the
sure.
technology or at least the potential. So I, you know, I kind of also bridge that gap. But 100%, I mean, I am super proud of what I do. And so when we say a graduate of live selling school, that's me saying, hey, listen, I can't guarantee results. No one can. You can't guarantee results either. Nobody can.
Nobody.
But
yeah.
When you have all the great ingredients for a recipe, right? You've got the cookbook from your favorite chef and they give you the ingredients. They tell you what temperature to put it on. They tell you how long to let a meat rest or do whatever. You're set up for the very best success that you can have. Now, I can't control
sure.
certain elements, right? But I can tell you, I'm going to give you the best chance of success because I've been successful, just like you have. And you're going to do the same thing. And that's what we all do as a community is we want to create the best scenario, not just for the brand, not just for the retailer, but most importantly, and this is where we always have to remember, everything we do has to be with the customer and the viewer in mind. And so part of live selling
yeah.
skills, part of platforms like you is to create a great customer experience And that's everything that I'm trying to work with my live selling talent. Correct. And my delivery.
And obviously working, you know, with the data, getting all these insights and improve along the way, right? That's also evolution. part of the process.
Always got to evolve.
Exactly, exactly. So, we spoke about authenticity, which is like a major keyword in the last year. And I think the second one is TikTok, right? And specifically TikTok Shop. I don't know if you saw the last recommendation that they've made, that sellers should spend at least 2 hours in live shopping events for the algorithms to work on their favors. And I would love to hear your thoughts about that recommendation.
So listen, I could host a TikTok for 2 hours, but talking to yourself on video, even just imagine practicing something where you're talking for 2 hours and trying not to make it sound boring or too repetitive. It is not a simple task. So
sure.
First of all, if you're going to try to do that, you 100% cannot wing it. You have to have a plan, right?
Yeah.
I get the algorithm stuff, and I should say I get it as far as what most people get. I mean, I am not a super tech, how important that algorithm is 100%. And to viewership, that is so important, to reach 100%. Does it convert customers? Hard to say. So there's that. I'd like to see the proof that 2 hours for actual sales.
Yes.
I get the algorithm, but does it actually translate into sales? I don't know. I think, you know, 2 hours is a long time. Even in TV home shopping, I mean, I've hosted 1 hour all on my own. I've actually hosted more than that on my own too, but that's, you have to have a great number of products and not too many, because you still need to give people time to buy.
Sure.
But I don't know. I'd be curious your thoughts on that, because 2 hours is the algorithm's important, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's not the only part. Right.
Look, I mean, for North American audience, I don't think it's, makes sense at all, right? But I guess it's a different type of event. Maybe, you know, multiple products, multiple departments.
Multiple hosts
and sellers. Yeah, I guess it's like a new breed of, you know, of an event that we, you know, never thought of, but at least we need to try, right?
That's what I would do, though.
Yeah.
I would, if I were hosting a two-hour TikTok live, so speaking, me as a brand, not me as a host. Right?
Yes.
I were a brand, even a mall. Let's say it was a mall that had a TikTok, and they go, we're going to feature, this is how I would do it. And this is just off the fly. If I were a mall, so your client could be a mall, right?
Yeah.
I would find 10 different retailers within that mall. Everyone's going to probably be in one vicinity, right? Or you've got multiple, I'm going to assume there's a potential for multiple cameras, multiple streams. Maybe you could have a couple of locations and jockey back and forth. Let's use that as an example.
Yep.
I would have a different host, because the expertise of the host may tie in to different brands and different mall concepts. And this is where it could be different niches. So let's say the mall has a makeup store, has a clothing store, has a separate jewelry store, because you can see we're going to build something here, right? And maybe there is an other element. Maybe it's a, I don't know, hairstyling. Let's pretend. I would have separate locations, and I would divvy the time. So let's say it's 2 hours. I would not spend, you know, equal amounts in one block on each. I would do a pass by twice.
Yeah.
My math isn't going to work right now, but I would go X amount of time times four, right? At different stores or five. And then I would jockey back to those again, because you're not going to get people tuning in for 2 hours.
No.
100%.
And again, it's different demographics, a different segment for each one of the products.
Television.
Right? Yeah.
Even in mainstream TV home shopping, other than a super fan, a person that loves the host or loves that brand, the average watch rate is around, if you're lucky, 11 minutes.
Wow, really?
Right? If you're lucky, 11 minutes.
Amazing.
That's why the hook and all that stuff is important.
Wow.
So yeah, 2 hours, great for the algorithm. But what I would do is I would create almost mini shows within that 2 hour block. So you might even do three times around the circle, around the horn of those retailers for that one mall. The mall's the client, right?
Yep.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah, but I think it's, again, there is more complexities because what we see right now, even from single brands, they are creating like multiple accounts just to target, like be laser focused on the specific demographics on every product line they have, right? And you need to have like one account doing 2 hours, you know, multiple times. It's, there is no audience who can, you know, sustain this longer time. And it's less counterintuitive to the fact that, you know, even marketplaces, brands that are creating this multiple accounts just to target and, you know, save time and be respectful for the audience, you know, like have been there for like maybe 50 minutes, you know, 20 minutes.
Key.
That's the max. Yeah. So I don't see how it's going to work. I think it's really a big challenge.
You used a really great term, respectful to the audience,
yeah.
Because you're right. It's a it's a privilege to be invited. Again, Gen Alpha, when they're older, they're going to go, remember back in the day when we had a television set? But, you know, it's a privilege to be taking up anybody's time. Like anybody
sure.
watching or listening to this podcast, it's a privilege for them to be taking the time to do that. And you want to be able to make it interesting and engaging for them. And the TikTok audience, that is 100% a concern is, yeah, I'm scrolling at night. I'm not going to lie. I'm scrolling TikTok and watching everybody and
sure.
the dances. And even those have died down because that was a trend 3 months ago and
yeah.
everyone's doing something different. I think that that's going to be a challenge for TikTok. It's a challenge anyway when you have a dedicated audience. But when you have TikTok and it's a lot of scrolling, you've got to have short bite-sized pieces. And that's why if you're going to engage for the whole purpose of the algorithm, then make your shoppable content short within that longer form, if that makes sense. I think that's the
sure.
only way that it might work, but it's evolving. And listen, kudos to anybody that is just going live.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
That, like, just go live. I mean, it's not all going to work. We know that, right? But go live and then figure out what works for you. Based on expertise of what
100%.
Other people, other experts that are doing it can offer.
Correct. Correct. Great. So, I mean, we believe in, you know, the future of e-commerce should be interactive, should be personalized. And definitely, you know, I would love to have your thoughts on the future of live stream shopping or shoppable media in general. What do you think is going to happen, you know, in the next, you know, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's not going anywhere. And I mean, that's not, listen, I teach people how to sell and connect through technology. So
yeah.
My skin in the game isn't whether the term live stream shopping lasts, right? I'm talking about a term.
Sure.
Right? Because we've heard live stream shopping, we hear live commerce, we hear social commerce. I mean,
yep.
it might be called something different at some other point, but the concept of sales and in the case of what we're doing and what we're talking about, it is through the screen.
Yep.
You know, if you were to ask me almost a question where it was like, okay, what do you think is going to happen with brick and mortar stores 10, 15, 20 years from now? We would all easily say, oh, we're going to see all of those brick and mortar stores moving towards some sort of evolution of their e-commerce strategies, bringing
yeah.
a face to it, right? Because
yes.
this is what I was talking about before.
Like the real omni-channel, you know,
exactly.
strategy, you know,
exactly.
like experience centers. Yeah.
Right. Because it is. It's an, it's part of the experiential marketing, right?
Sure.
Creating an immersive experience. And I mean, let's face it. If we go 20, 30 years down the net, listen, if we go Star Trek, we're going to be transporting into those stores. But until
yes.
such time, this is
yeah.
what we have.
No, definitely.
Right? But it's the advocacy, the way you would have in store. And so I 100% see that, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, what's that going to look like? I don't know. What is our technology going to look like?
Yes.
Are we going to be off on a watch? Are we going to be on a wall? Your whole wall is going to be some sort of
yeah.
screen. I don't know. But what I can tell you is the idea of using certain language that can have people feel as though they are, I call it seeing the feel, right? If you can't touch, taste, or try on it yourself, you need to have someone present And by present, I mean, it could be demonstrate, or it could be the way you talk about it, how you describe something.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel as though they are personally experiencing it. And that I don't think will ever change. I don't think that's going to change today,
sure,
tomorrow, 3 weeks, 3 years, 300 years from now. Is technology and the lack of interpersonal communication and interaction. So the less face-to-face we have, the less authentic face-to-face conversations we have, the more important that translation and amplification of authenticity through the screen is. And that will never die. In fact, I think that will become of incredible importance, because here's the thing. How many kids, and again, now I'm going to sound like the old lady, but, you know, we have never been more connected with technology, but we have never been less connected and less able to talk to people because of technology. I love technology. I don't want technology to go anywhere. But if everyone just keeps looking at their phones and doesn't know how to, at least if they're looking at their phones, still maintain personality, still maintain the ability to have a conversation, then there's going to be a lot of problems. And so the person appearing with those brands or on behalf of those brands, using the amazing technology that we have, that you have, they need to be able to still be able to communicate. And so teaching a younger generation how to communicate that way is going to help them be a better everything. So live selling skills, using technology and being able to translate how you describe a product or an experience is still going to be important, and that's not going anywhere.
Yes, and because they're growing up from an early stage with a mobile phone, they are, you know, presenting and, you know, sharing videos, you know, from the camera is like a native characteristic for them. It's like this thing that they do, you know, if you wake them up in the middle of the night. It's different than our generation, I guess.
Right? Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, that's the thing. I watch some of these, you know, YouTubers, and they do. They can talk to themselves
with confidence.
Now all they need, and I would say that's the kind of host that you want. But now that YouTuber who is super comfortable talking about nothing really, but they're still that's the perfect person.
Yeah.
Now you give them the content, you give them the research, you give them the strategies, and that's going to be the home run for your audience. So I would be more likely than picking a select. So let's go back to who should they bring in? Is a celebrity or can it be anybody?
Yeah.
My husband and I watch more YouTube from somebody that I have no idea who they are. We watch more than that than we do any other kind of programming. And now if a brand can get involved with a talent, and I'm going to call them talent because it is a talent to talk through a camera and to have people, strangers from around the world watching you for like, to talk about what you ate for lunch, that's still important. That is a communication skill that not everyone has, but it's still not enough to convert. So you'll always need skills and you'll always need to understand the technology, even if you don't understand how it's created. So like your platform, I think to myself, you just tell me what button to press. You just tell me what I need to do so that I can go live and do what I do. And I think that's where having the technology like you have is so incredibly important, and to make it user-friendly. And it's never been a better time for somebody to engage in this time of marketing and in this type of retail as what we have right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And we know video works, right? Definitely the, you know, like short form videos that are like super, super successful right now. And, you know, I see also scenarios right now when, you know, in this between 30 to 60 minutes, you can convert to purchase. And this is our, I think, a niche that is like ramping up right now. People are posting like, you know, the short form videos up to 1 minute, but then you can promote a product, tag a product in this post, right? And even convert to a landing page. So that's definitely something that I'm sure that you're working also with your clients. And, you know, before we go into the summary of everything, so you're working with talents on, you know, training for, you know, performing those live shopping, you know, events. You work with brands, you work with agencies. Anything that I've missed?
I don't think so. I think you've covered it all. And I think if I could offer just any advice to anybody out there is, and in particular brands, this is the time to start to elevate what you're already doing, because the longer you wait, the more opportunity someone who's behind you, yep. right? The more opportunity your competitor has to do exactly what you're hearing about right now, but not really executing. And it doesn't have to happen all at once. You know, you just have to get started. Part of listening to a podcast like this or watching the video is educating yourselves. And we do, you're right. We know the power of video. We know the power of content.
Sure.
And then we know the power of a great product and a great offer. So all we're doing is we're taking all these great ingredients and we're going to create a meal. And when we taste that meal, we're going to go, ooh, I like that meal. And hey, overall, it's really good. Could use a little more salt. Okay, great.
Correct.
So what is the salt in that ingredient pack of live or video commerce for you? Now we're going to start to tweak it, right? And
yes.
At some point, we're going to perfect it. But you got to go grocery shopping and you got to turn on the oven and you got to take a bite.
Yeah. For sure. So Don, wow, this was really, really amazing and insightful. And before we finish, what can you tell us about, tell us something about yourself that most people don't know?
Oh gosh. Well, and some people do know this, but you might not know this. So I am an award-winning jazz singer.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't perform as much anymore. But yeah, I've released 2 CDs. It was my music that got me into television in the first place. And yeah.
Wow.
I sung with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. Here's another fun fact. If you are watching a pretty good portion of TV programming, whether it's on Netflix or Christmas shows or yep. sci-fi, I am often seen as your friendly neighborhood reporter or news anchor.
Yeah, this I saw. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm surprised you won.
Yeah. Still one I got, right? So it's nice. Wow, really amazing. Great stuff. Ready to follow up on this jazz singing thing later on. Great. So Dawn, where can people find you? What is the best way to reach out to you?
I am on all social media at Dawn Chubé. And of course, if you want to learn more about my live selling program, it's livesellingschool.com. I've got free resources there as well, including the essentials of live selling, the foundations and strategies. There's a free video series there if anyone wants to check that out. The content calendar I spoke about can be found there as well. And of course, if you want to learn more about my HSH, home shopping host, method of live selling, you can find out all about that at livesellingschool.com.
Amazing, Dawn. Thank you so much. This was really, really, you know, amazing episode. Great value to our audience and really appreciate your time, experience, and, you know, the energy and enthusiasm. Thank you so much.
And thank you, because I want to also say you were, I think, the very first that reached out to me when I launched Live Selling School. And that gave me just such a boost and a bump to have somebody that understood what I was doing, knowing that no one else was really doing it. And you told me as much. And I wanted to thank you so much for being such an early advocate and for having me on your show. It's such an important day for me. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us in this second part of our insightful conversation with Dawn Chubé. Today, we gained valuable knowledge about the essential skills needed for effective live selling, the significance of a live selling talent roster, and glimpse into the promised future of live stream shopping. We hope this series has enlightened you on the intricacies of live shopping and equipped you with the tips to excel in this exciting field. Stay tuned for more engaging content.